Bitachin for Life, Shir number 115, Sunday, Parshas Pinchas. There are many levels of Bitachin. So whenever a person approaches Bitachin, we see what the bottom level is, and then we can move up and up on the levels of Bitachin. And the higher a person can achieve in his level of Bitachin, the more Yeshuas and Hatzlachas he will see in his life. And the truth is that the Chavis Havavis lists 10 words that can be translated as Bitachin, which apparently hints that there are 10 levels of Bitachin. So let's begin explaining what are the basic levels and how a person can grow and get higher and higher in the levels of Bitachin. So the basic level of Bitachin is a person saying Gamzu L'Teiva, which means a person is Rachmana Litzlan going through a tzara, let's say he has a health issue, and he accepts it, and he says, Gamzu L'Teiva, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin, and he accepts it. So even though it seems to be a very high level, a person is accepting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, but the truth is, it comes from a lack of Emunah B'Tachin. Because even if a person is going through a tremendous tzara, Rachmana Litzlan, he has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change it in a second. And if he just accepts the situation as fact and says, this is my situation, then he obviously does not have a tremendous level of emunah and bitachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu practically can change his situation. He doesn't see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it without doing a special nes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do a nes, and therefore a person feels that this is my situation, and he accepts it. So even though this is a level of bitachin, because a person is accepting the situation, and he's not upset about it, but the very fact that you accept it as fact, and you don't realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam can change it, that is a lower level of bitachin. And that's what we will call the basic level of bitachin. Now we must mention that this is only for something going on in the future, like we discussed. But once something happened already, then of course a person accepts it, and he says Gamzu L'Teiva. That's not a low level of bitachin. Like we find, Nocham Ish Gamzu accepted the situation, and he said Gamzu L'Teiva, he was happy about it. Once something happened already, a person, Rachmana Litzlan, already experienced a tzara, and there is no way out of his tzara, it already happened, then the way to approach it is Gamzu L'Teiva. But we are discussing for the future and for the present. A person is Rachmana Litzlan experiencing a tzara. If he just says Gamzu L'Teiva, that is a level of bitachin, but it is the lowest level of bitachin. That a person cannot see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save him, and therefore he comes to terms with his situation, and he says Gamzu L'Teiva. That is what we will call basic bitachin. That a person trusts Hashem, Hashem knows what he's doing, and he accepts it, and says Gamzu L'Teiva. And the truth is, even though it's a lower level of bitachin, but because it's also a level of bitachin, it will bring a person yeshuas and atzlachas in his life. If a person just accepts it and can't see a way out and just says Gamzu L'Teiva, he will also experience yeshuas on a lower level. But it is bitachin. But this is the starting point for bitachin, to accept the situation as fact and say Gamzu L'Teiva.